Okay, let's finish Shas together. Here we go. Yud Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom. Today's daf is daf Yud Dalet. We'll begin from Yud Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom. Says the Gemara on the bottom, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So the two dots. Uba Prakim, Shol, etc. The Mishnah had said that between the paragraphs of Shema, you are allowed to ask Mipnei HaKavod, and you are allowed to answer Mipnei HaKavod, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda said you're allowed to ask Mipnei HaKavod and answer to anybody, and Be'emtza, you can ask Mipnei HaYira and answer Mipnei HaKavod. So the Gemara is going to point out that the Mishnah doesn't clearly say what you're allowed to answer to. The Mishnah had just said, U'baprakim shalom b'nei HaKavod u'meshiv. Says the Gemara, Meshiv mach masmai. Well, what are you allowed to answer to? Ilei m'pnei HaKavod. If you want to tell me when it says you can ask for someone's honor, you can say shalom aleichem, someone's honor, and say aleichem shalom if someone else asks you. If that means honor, hashta mishal shoyel ahadur mibayi. Says the Gemara, if you're allowed to ask somebody m'pnei HaKavod, kal v'chomer, you're allowed to answer somebody. Why does the Mishnah have to say that? It should be obvious. If I can even initiate a conversation to someone because of honor, how much more so if he already asked me? It's just simple respect to show him. Ella shol bnei HaKavod u'meshiv shalom b'chol adam. So it must mean, in Rabbi Meir's opinion, that you can ask bnei HaKavod and answer to anybody. The Gemara is going to say that's going to be the same as a Rehuda. That can't be what it means either. Says the Gemara, Ema Seifa. Let's look at the Seifa. U've'emtza shol bnei HaYira u'meshiv. In the middle of a paragraph, you could ask for someone who you are scared of or in awe of, and you answer them. Says the Gemara, Meshiv Machmas Mai. Well, what are you answering? Ilei Mibnei Ayira. If you're answering also because of someone who you're scared of, again, it should be obvious. Hashem Mishal Shol Adur Ribayi. If you're allowed to ask Mibnei Ayira, how much more so you're allowed to answer? El Mibnei HaKavod. Ask the Gemara, if that's what the Mishnah means, Hainu de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are saying exactly the same thing. That can't be what Rabbi Meir means. That's exactly the same as Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, you're right. That can't be what it means. Rather, there are words missing in the Mishnah, and this is what the Mishnah means to say. You're right. It means between the paragraphs, you can say shalom aleichem to someone who you're supposed to show honor to. Ve'ein tzarach lomar, kal v'chomer, you can answer him. Shumeshim. You're right, it didn't have to say it. But that's what it means. Shol b'nei HaKavod, umeshim b'nei HaKavod. Uve'emtza, shol b'nei HaYira, ve'ein tzarach lomar, shumeshim. And in between the in the middle of a paragraph itself, you can ask someone, you can ask shalom aleichem, you can say shalom aleichem to someone who you're scared of. Ve'ein tzarach lomar, shu meshiv. In kavo chomer, you can answer someone who you are scared of. Divir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer, ve'em tzashom p'nei yiro, meshiv p'nei hakavod. In the middle of a paragraph, you can ask someone who you're scared of and answer p'nei hakavod. Uba prokim, shalom p'nei hakavod, meshiv shalom chaladam. And in between paragraphs of Shema, you can ask, you could say shalom aleichem to someone who you want to show honor to, and answer aleichem shalom to anybody. We learned in the Bryce that's supporting this, a person's reading Shema, and he bumped into, he wasn't planning on it, but he bumped into his Rebbe or someone greater than him. If it's between the paragraphs, shalom b'nei HaKavod, you can say shalom aleichem, vein tzarach lomar shu meishim. Certainly you can answer him b'nei HaKavod. If it's in the middle of a paragraph, shalom b'nei HaYira, you can ask even for someone who you're scared of, ve'in tzarach lomar, shehu meishiv divi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, be'emtza shalom b'nei HaYira, meishiv b'nei HaKavod, u'baprakim shalom b'nei HaKavod, meishiv shalom b'chol adam, same story that we had before. The Mishnah Berurah writes, why do we not do this nowadays? You don't find people in shul, in the middle of Shema, going over to the rabbi and saying shalom aleichem. So there's a Sefer HaChinuch that says, if somebody, you only do this if you're afraid someone's going to be makbid on their kavod, like they're going to get upset at you for not doing it. But nowadays, the custom is nobody interrupts in Shema at all. So you're not allowed to do this anymore. You're not allowed to go over to somebody in the middle of Shema, Bein HaProkim, Bnei HaKavim, Bnei Yira. You're not allowed to do it anymore. Practically speaking, these halachas don't really apply anymore because we don't do that. People understand that in the middle of Shema is not the time to start saying Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. It's not the right time, so we don't do this nowadays. Bayi Midei Eichi, Tana Devei Rabbi Chia, Me Rabbi Chia. Eichi, a Tana in the base manager, Rabbi Chia, asked from Rabbi Chia, V'halel uve Megillah ma'u sheyafsik. Are you allowed to do these same kind of Shalom Aleichem and Aleichem Shaloms by Halel and by Megillah, Megillah's Esther? Are you allowed to do it both between the chapters, in the middle of the chapters? By the way, whenever there's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, we tend to follow Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, we hold So, what about Halel and Megillah? So what are the two sides of the issue? Amrinan kavachomer should have been kavachomer. Kriya Shema do Raisa. Remember that in your heads because when we get to Chaf Aleph in a week, the Gemara is going to have one opinion that says Kriya Shema is only Durabanan. The Torah never explicitly states that you have to say Kriya Shema. We'll see. Kriya Shema do Raisa. Posek. Halel Durabanan mi boy. Shema is do Raisa, and you could interrupt. So kavachomer. Kavachomer. Halel, which is only Durabanan. Really? Is Halel really Durabanan? This Gemara seems to say explicitly that Halel is Durabanan. However, the Bahag and the Ramban in the Hasagas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Bahag and the Ramban say Halel is Doraisa. What are they going to do with this Gemara? Gemara says clearly Halel is Durabanan. So some say maybe this is a reference to Halel on Chanukah, which is only Durabanan, or Halel on Rosh Chodesh, which is only Durabanan, or Halel maybe at the time of your personal miracle. But the simple pshat of the Gemara is like the Rov Rishonim say, Halel is only Durabanan. The Rambam's opinion is that Halel is Midurabanan. Black on white, here it says in the Gemara, Halel is Durabanan. O Dilma, so what's the other side? Persume Nisa Adif. Both Halel and Megillah are spreading the miracle. So since they're spreading miracle, maybe you have to be more strict and not interrupt at all. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Posek Vein Bekach Klum. You are allowed to do the same interruptions in Halel and Megillah that we do by Kriya Shema. Amar Rabba, once we're on the topic of Halel, the Gemara goes on to a sideboard about Halel. Yomim Shayachin Gomer Benes HaHalel. There are 18 days in Eretz Yisrael and 21 days in Chutz La'aretz that we say whole Halel. Can you count all the 18? What do we got? Let's take Eretz Yisrael. First day Pesach, 8 days Sukkot, that's 9. 8 days Chanukah, 17. 1 day Shavuos, that's 18. 18 full days, add on 1 day for Sveika de Yoma in Chutzlar. So these 18 days, Shai Yochid, not just the Yochid, Sibur also, even the Yochid, Gomer Ben Esa Halel, Bein Perek Leperek, Posek, Be'emtza Perek, Eino Posek. So that's the same halacha. Bein Perek Leperek, you can ask Bnei HaKavod to make sure the Chaladim. Be'emtza Perek, you can't ask Bnei HaKavod, only Bnei Yira. But V'yamim She'ein Yachin Gomer Ben Esa Halel, but let's say on Rosh Chodesh, that we don't have a full Halel, Afilu Be'emtza Perek, Posek. Even in the middle of a Perek, you can stop. Ask the Gemara. You could ask Shalom Aleichem. Ask the Mar, is this really so? V'harav Bar Shva Ikla L'gabe de Ravina. Rav Bar Shva went to the Beis Medrash of Ravina. V'yomim She'en HaYachin Gomen Es HaHalava. It was a day that they don't say full Halal. Maybe it was the last 6 days of Pesach, or it was the Rosh Chodesh. V'lo Pasuk Le. And Ravina did not stop his davening to say Shalom Aleichem to Rav. To Rav Bar Shiva, answers the Gemara. Shani Rav Bar Shiva de lochash of leder Ravina. Ravina did not consider Rav Bar Shiva to be a Talmud Chacham that he had to stop his davening for him. It wasn't such a big Talmud Chacham. Let's continue. Boyimnei Ashion Tana Devei Rabbi Ami Bei Rabbi Ami. The Gemara it's a similar formulation. This really has nothing to do with anything. By the way, big issue with the Rishonim here, can you make a bracha on a minug? Right? The Gemara's talking about, can you stop in between Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? That would imply that you would make a bracha. I mean, if you're not making a bracha by Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, so what's the hefsek? There's no hefsek. There's no bracha, there's no hefsek. Sounds like they made a bracha. So that's a question. How can you make a bracha on Hallel and Rosh Chodesh? It's a minug. How can you say the words Asher Kiddushonim Mitzasav Tzivanu if it's a minug? God didn't command it, it's just a custom. So Rabbeinu Tam, this long Tosfos on Yedalin, has a famous opinion. He holds that on certain minhagim you can make a bracha, certain you can't. Rosh Chodesh you can, because Hallel, other times, you can say Asher Kiddushonim. So even though this time it's not a command, but Hallel you can do it. That's why by Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golayos, there's also a minug of a Seder B'Yedem, but we make brachas. You say Al Achilas Matzah, second night Pesach, why it's only a minug? Minug of a Seder B'Yedem. You see, you can make a bracha on certain ones. There's a Gemara in Erevin, there's a Gemara in Sukkah, on Daf Mem Ches, that says that you don't make a bracha on a minug, by Arava. The minug of Arava, you're not allowed to make a bracha. So some distinguish between different minhagim. Other Rishonim say, no, you can't make a bracha. So Svardin, for instance, they do not make a bracha on Hallel Rosh Chodesh. Svardin do not, because you can't make a bracha on a minug. It's just a minug, you can't make a bracha. So other Rishonim, the Rambam, I think the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam says you can't make a bracha on a minug. Okay. Says the Gemara. Nothing to do with anything. It just happens to, the Gemara asked in a similar way. Hashori b'taynis, ma'u sheyito. If a person accepts upon himself a fast, is he allowed to taste on a fast? Are you allowed to take a taste on a fast? Now, Papashtas, this is not talking about Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, because that's not a guy who accepts upon himself a fast. That's your obligation. So there you can't taste at all. So if a guy is he allowed to taste? Machlokas already showed him what type of taste are we talking about here. Is this tasting and spitting it out or tasting and swallowing it? Two opinions in Rishonim. Let's see. Ba'u sheyito, achilu shesia kabalalei. You only accept it upon yourself. You see what it says, accept it upon yourself. So it's talking about a fast that you accept upon yourself. Not one that you're obligated in. Achilo shesia kabalalei v'halaka. Just tasting is not defined as achilo shesia, so it'll be okay. Maybe you're not even allowed to benefit. Even if you spit it out, you got the taste. It's no problem to taste on a fast day. If you taste, you don't have to make a bracha. You can spit it out. If you're in a tiny, you can taste it, it's no problem. Ad kama, how much you'll have to taste? Rabbi Abi, Rabbi Asi, Tame Adshi Raviyasa. Even up until a Raviyas. But more than a Raviyas, you can't taste even if you're going to spit it out. Others say, no, this means swallow it. So up until a Raviyas, you could swallow it. And more than a Raviyas, you certainly can't swallow it. It's called an Achila. Amar Rav, Kol Hanosin Shalom Lachamer Kodun Shri Yispalel, Kilo Aso Obama. Oh, this is a big Shaila. You're walking on the street before davening. Are you allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to a person before davening? Shalom is Hashem's name. So maybe you should first daven to Hashem. You're not allowed to greet somebody Shalom Aleichem before davening. So, Gemara says that's very bad. To say Shalom Aleichem to someone before davening, Ki'ilu Asa'o Baba. It's like you made him into Avodah Zarah. Shenemar, Chidlu Lochem bin Ha'adam Asher Neshama Bapo, Ki Bameh Nechshav Hu. Don't read it as Bameh. Al tikri bameh ela baba. Ushmuel Amar bameh chashavto lezev lo leeloka. How come you are giving chashivas to this guy before you give chashivas to Hashem? Masiv Rav Sheshes beprokim shol bnei akavod umeshiv. Ah, wait a second. It says over here, this is before you daven, before Shemot Esrei, you're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem in the middle of Birkas Kriyas Shema. Tegemar Rabbi Abba bemashkim lepischo. We only said you're not allowed to give shalom if you specifically go over to somebody, bedafka, to give him shalom aleichem. You go to his house to give him shalom aleichem. That you're not allowed to do. But if you bump into somebody, then you're allowed to do it. So the Mishnah where it says, Baprakim of Em says, talking about a guy who you bumped into him. So you happen to bump into him, so you're not allowed to shalom aleichem. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Halacha, they say over there, there's three levels over here. There's saying shalom aleichem versus just saying tzafra demari tav, good morning. Maybe shalom aleichem is worse than good morning. And it's also worse to go out of your way to go greet somebody as opposed to somebody you bumped into. So I think halacha l'maisa, most poskim would say, if you bump into somebody, let's say you walk into shul in the morning, somebody else go to the early minyan, he davened early, you're coming to a later minyan, and you bump into a guy, so to say good morning is okay. To say shalom aleichem, you probably should not say shalom aleichem, but to say tzafet demoritav would be okay if you bump into a guy. But if you go out of your way to go greet somebody in the morning, if you're going over to somebody, that you shouldn't even say good morning. But good morning is only if you bump into a guy. But to go out of your way, some say you shouldn't even say good morning. Others say no. As long as you're not saying shalom aleichem, you're even allowed to go out of your way to say to somebody if it's not shalom aleichem. Says the Gemara. There's a long parenthesis here, it looks like. Wow, this is a big issue. People don't know this. Are you allowed to go to the gym before davening? I understand a lot of people in our shul who play tennis. Are you allowed to play tennis before davening? Uh-oh. Ask the rabbi. Don't ask me. I'm not going to pask it here. What does the Gemara say over here? Well, it's only a parenthesis. Okay. Kola osa chafatzav. Anyone who does their own stuff. Kodim she yispalel, before davening, ki'ilu bana baba, it's like you worship Avodah Zarah. Uh-oh. Amru le, bameh, bama amrit. Amalu, no, it's not mamish like a baba. Lo, aser, ka'amina. It's forbidden. It's forbidden to do that. Could the rabbi eat it by oven? Damar rabbi eat it by oven, damar rabbi eat it by ashir, aser lo la'adam. This is not in the parentheses, so we got to take this seriously. You're not allowed to do your own business dealings before davening in the morning. First, show your righteousness to Hashem, then go do your business. So it's a shaila. You got to ask the rabbi. I'm not going to pass it here. Anyone who davens and only afterwards goes on the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa lo chafatzav. Hashem will take care of your business. Okay, if you first daven and then go to business, Hashem will take care of your business. Shemar tzedek lefanav yahalech v'yasim laderech pe'amav. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Amar Rabbi Zera, kol halon she'osyam below chalom. Anyone who sleeps for 7 days in a row and Hashem doesn't show you anything nice in a dream, nikra ra. It's a bad thing. Shemar v'savea yolin ba'yipaked ra. If you go to sleep satisfied with your year of Shemayim, nothing bad will happen to you. Al tekrei savea. Ella Sheva. If you go 7 days without a dream, Hashem showing you something good, similar to your dream, that's a bad thing. If you satisfy yourself, if you learn before you go to sleep, you won't have bad dreams. If the last thing you do before you go to sleep is learn a little piece of Torah, halacha, before you go to sleep, so they're not going to show you bad dreams. It's a good thing to go to sleep from learning. So what are the in-between chapters? In between there, you're not even asked Shei HaKavod. Maybe Pnei Yira is okay, but not Pnei HaKavod. That's Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan. Some say, no, you're not allowed to be mafsik at all. My time at the Rabbi Yehuda, why are you not allowed to ask Bnei HaKavod between Hashem and Elokim and Emes? Because there is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, V'Hashem Elokim Emes. Chosamu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Hashem's signature is Emes. Hashem is all about Emes. Hashem Elokim Emes. God is about the absolute truth. And therefore, you're not allowed to make a hefsek between Hashem and Elokim Emes. Ask the Gemara. Chozer va'omer emes, o eino chozer va'omer emes. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, chozer va'omer emes. Rab Amar, eino chozer va'omer emes. Right? Should you say Hashem Elokeichem emes, emes v'yatziv? Say emes twice. One opinion says yes, one opinion says no. Hahu denachas kamei derabba. A certain man went down. Right? The word nachas means went down. What did he go down to do? David. We learned earlier, mimamakim krasich Hashem. When you're davening for the Amud, you're supposed to daven on a lower platform. Interestingly, most of us, we in our shuls, we have the chazan is on an elevated platform. But the Gemara says you're supposed to daven from a lower platform. Hahu denachas kamei de Rabba. A certain chazan went down to daven for the Amud in front of Rabba. Shami Rabba Domer Emes Emes Trey Zimde. Rabba heard him saying Emes twice. Amar Araba call Emes Emes Taf Selai. This guy must have a stutter. He must have a stutter. He's saying Emes 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 Emes. He didn't like that meeting. He said it's not a good idea. Don't repeat the word Emes. Just say Hashem Elokeichem and then say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. But don't say Emes twice. Amar Rav Yosef Kama Bal Yehoshmaita. Rav Yosef said, I love the following teaching. Asa Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. Whenever you see the Gemara says he came, it usually means he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Ki Asa Rav Shmuel, because the Gemara was written in Bavel, so when the guy came, they used to come from Eretz Yisrael. Ki Asa Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Amar, he said, Amri v'ma'arava, they say in the West, that's in Eretz Yisrael, Arvis. By Kriya Shema Shal Arvis, they do not say the third paragraph of Shema. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'marta aleim, ani Hashem l'kechem emes. They would abbreviate it. They wouldn't say the whole third paragraph of Shema because it's about tzitzis, and tzitzis is not knowing at night. So they would just skip the whole thing. Well, they would abbreviate it. They would abridge it. Sounds like some high schools I know. That's the way they daven. Okay. Amalei Abaye, my mal yusach. What's so great about that? V'homer avkana marav lo yaschil. Don't start. V'im hischil, but if you start it, go meher. You got to say the whole thing. You can't abbreviate it. V'chi tema v'amarta aleim lo havei aschal. Maybe you didn't start enough. V'amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amar Rav. Da'abel b'nei Yisrael lo havei aschal. V'amarta aleim havei aschal. No, once you say those words, that's considered starting. Amar Rav Papa kasavi ma'arava v'amarta aleim da'abel lo havei aschal. Ad amar v'asulam tzitzis. As long as you don't mention tzitzis, it's not called that you started. Amar Rabbi. Hilkach, therefore, anan aschuli maschulinan, we begin it to come aschulin b'ma'arava, because in Eretz Yisrael they do start. If it came with aschulinan, bigmar nami gamrinan, so we say the whole thing. Daha amar rav kana marav lo yaskil vim hiskil gomer. Chia barav amar, amar ani Hashem elokeichem, tzarech lomar emes. Lo amar ani Hashem elokeichem, if you don't read the whole parasha, einu tzarech lomar emes, meaning, if you say the third paragraph, you have to say Emes ve'emuna. But if you don't say the third paragraph, you don't have to say Emes ve'emuna. This is like Rav Salavitch Gevorot that I told you the other day, that each of the Birkas Kriya Shema is patterned after one of the paragraphs of Shema itself. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. If you're not going to say the third chapter and you're not going to say Emes ve'emuna, when are you going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim? Okay, Tzitzis you don't have to say. It's not Shayach at night. But what about the din of Mazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos? When are you going to say it? V'aboy l'adkir Yitzias Mitzrayim. Answers the Gemara. Da'amar hachi, you'll say the following. Don't say the whole Gansa Megillah of Emes Emunah. You could say, Modim anachnu lach Hashem Elokeinu, Shehu Tzitzanu Be'er Tzitzayim, Tzitzanu Be'er Tzavodim, V'asis Alon Yusef V'gavuros Alayom, V'sharnu lach, and we sang to you, Bichamocha, etc. And then you conclude to God, you said, then say Hashkabedu. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha said, Lama, Kadma, Pashas Shema, V'chulei. So here we have a strange thing. The Mishnah told you, why is the first parak before the second? Because first you have to be Mekabal Amal Shemaim, then all mitzvahs. Why the second before the third? Because the second is Shaykh both by day and by night. But since this is only by day and not by night. But now the Gemara presents a different reason for the order. And the Gemara is going to ask, well, why do you need another reason? Says the Gemara. Tanya, we learned in the Brisa. Rabbi Shimon Yechai Omer, Bedinhu Sheyakim Shema Levahayim Shemoa. I understand why Shema comes before Yom Shema. Shezel Lilmod Vezel Lelamed. Shema is Vidibarta Bam, your learning. And Vahayim Shema is Lidaber Bam, to get your kids to learn. Teaching. The Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? It talks about teaching in the first paragraph also. Vishidata Levanecha. No? You always going to ask that question. Hold your horses. V'hayayim Shema l'vayomer. We understand why V'hayayim Shema comes from Vayomer. Shezel l'ilmod. V'zel lasos. The second chapter is talking about learning. And the third chapter is talking about doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. Ask the Gemara. Atu Shema l'ilmod ispe. L'lamin v'lasos lespe. The first paragraph only has learning and not teaching and not doing mitzvahs. V'haksiv v'shinantam ukshartem, that's doing, uksavtam, and mezuzah, it's got It's got mitzvahs there too. Visu, and furthermore, v'hayam shu'al l'lamehu de'ispe v'lasos lespe. There's no doing mitzvahs in the second chapter. V'haksev ukshartem uksavtem. Talks about tefillin and mezuzah in the second chapter. What are you talking about? Ella, no, this is what I meant to say. Haki kamar. B'ninu shetakteim shema l'v'hayam shemoa. Shezeh l'lmod u'lalamein v'lasos. The first one has all three. And V'hayam Shema only has L'lamed and Lasos. V'hayam Shema L'vayomer Shezeh Yeshba L'lamed V'lasos V'hayomer Einba El Lasos Bilvad. And the third one only has doing. It doesn't have anything about learning or teaching. Asks the Gemara, why do we need this whole story? The Mishnah had different reasons. V'tepek Leimi D'Rav Yeshua Ben Karcha. So why was Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha's reasoning not good enough? Says Gemara, you're right. Chada ve'od ka'amar. It's another reason. Chada k'nish kabel of all mochos shamayim t'chila v'akad kabel of all mitzvahs, like it said in the Mishnah. Ve'od v'shem de'ispahane mili achrini yasa. Also these other reasons. The Gemara continues and says, Rav mashi yode. Rav would wash his hands. Kara Kriyashma, then read Shema, Va'anach Tfilin. And he would put Tfilin on after Shema, Vitzali, and then he would daven. Ask the Gemara, how in the blazes could he do that? Says the Gemara, V'hechi Avin Hachi. How could he say Shema before putting on Tfilin? V'hechi Avin Hachi. V'hatani, didn't we learn in the Braisa, Ha'chofer Kuch Lameis Ba'kever, a guy who's digging a grave. Potter mikriya shema. He's exempt from Shema. Why is he exempt from Shema? Osik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. He's involved in digging a grave, so he doesn't have to say Shema. U'min ha-tfila, u'min ha-tfilin, u'mikol mitzvah muris b'torah. He gives man kriya shema. If this man kriya shema comes, ole, he stops digging the grave. The Gemara is going to ask contradiction. But no tell Yadav, he washes his hands, u'meiniach tefillin, and then he puts on his tefillin. V'kore kriya shema u'mispalel. So you see, you got to put on tefillin before Shema. Not like the way Rav did. So first the Gemara starts with the side kasha. Ho gufa kasha. First of all, this brice itself contradicts itself. Reisha amar potter, the first part of the brice says, if you're digging a grave, you're exempt from saying Shema completely. The seifa chayev. And the Sefer says, when the Zman Kriya Shema comes, you got to go and stop digging the grave and go say Shema. Answer the Gemara Holokash, that's not a problem. Sefer betray Vareisha Bechad. The Sefer is talking about where you have two people digging the grave together, so one guy should stop and read Shema. But if there's only one guy reading the grave, digging the grave, he's not allowed to stop. Because Osik B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. Says the Gemara. Okay, that answers the contradiction of the Brisa itself. But mikol makom kasha l'Rav. Nevertheless, this is a problem against Rav, because you see here that he put on, he said, he put on tefillin and then said Shema, but Rav said Shema and then put on his tefillin. Answers the Gemara. Rav, Krabi Shema Karcha Svirale, De Omar, Ol Malchus Shemaim Tchila, V'achakach ol mitzvos. He says, first you should say Shema to be mekabel olach shemayim, and then ol mitzvos. Says, well, what are you talking about? Eimar domi Rishu ben Karcha, when did Rishu ben Karcha say, lahaktim kriya, lekriya? Okay, when you have a parsha that talks about kabel olach shemayim, that should come before a parsha that talks about mitzvos. But not the actual doing of the mitzvah. That's ridiculous. Kriya la'asiya mi Shabbos lay. Where do you see that you should say Shema before actually putting on the tefillin? Visu, and furthermore, mi savar lay ki Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. How do you know Rav holds like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? V'ha amar Rabbi Chiya Barashi. Who says we hold like him? Rabbi Chiya Barashi said, Zimnin Sagin, many frequent times, I was standing in front of Rav, umakdim umashe yadeh, Rav would wash his hands. Umavarech, he would say Berachas HaTorah. Umasnilan Pirkin, he would teach us Torah. Umanach Tefillin, and then he would wear his Tefillin. V'hadar kari kriyishma, and then he would say shma only after his tefillin. V'chi tema b'delomatas man kriyishma. If you'll tell me something about where it wasn't yet time to say shma, im kain my ashadate Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. Well, then what's if the time of shma didn't come yet? Well, what's the chiddush? What in the world is the chiddush Rav Chiya Bar Ashi is coming to teach me? Says the Gemara, no, maybe really zman kriyishma had not come yet. That's why he didn't say shma until later. So what was the chiddush of what? Of what Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said, says the Gemara, "Lafuke bimanda amar lemishna ein tzarich levar." No, the reason he told over the story was to exclude the opinion that said you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah for Mishnayos. Kamash Malan, da'af lemishna nami tzarich levar. Okay, so it's still a kasha against Rav. Mikol makom kasha l'Rav. How come he put on tefillin before? Kriya Shema, says the Gemara, you're right. Shlucha hu da'avis. The Gemara says the reason why he said Kriya Shema before tefillin is because the shliach who was supposed to bring him his tefillin messed up. The guy came too late. He was ready, he was going to miss the Zman Kriya Shema. So the shliach was delayed. So he said Kriya Shema first. And only afterwards he put on tefillin. And the Gemara concludes, Amar, Ula teaches us, Kol HaKorei Kriya Shema below tefillin. Anyone who reads Shema without tefillin on, that's a very bad thing. Ki'ilu meyud edus sheker ba'atzmo. It's as if you are testifying false testimony about yourself. That's why a kid comes to yeshiva, forgets his tefillin. So you shouldn't say Shema. You should wait to say Shema with your tefillin on, because you shouldn't say Kriya Shema without your tefillin on, because if you say Shema without your tefillin on, you're reading about Shema, you're reading about the tefillin, it's like you're being made a sheker ba'atzmo. It's like you're testifying false testimony about yourself. Because if you're not believing the tefillin that you're talking about, so even the Kriya Shema is worthless. Amar v'chia bar'ava, amar Rabbi Yochanan, ki'ilu hikriv oila below mincha. It's like you brought a carbon oila without the mincha that you're supposed to bring with it. V'zavach below nesachim. It's like you brought a carbon without the nesachim. It's like you did most of the mitzvah, but you forgot an important part of the mitzvah. You forgot the tefillin. Gentlemen, we will stop here. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Now, hold on a second. Who's in for tomorrow? Who's in for Shabbos morning? Rocky's in. You're away. No, what do you mean? Just you. We'll learn together. What's the shaila? But do you usually go to the rabbi's halacha then? Okay, so we'll go 7:45. 7:45 tomorrow works? Yeah. Me and you, Rocky. It's just me and you. 7:45 till 8:10. Oh, no. I'm sorry. 7:45 till 8:25. Do you usually go to the rabbi's halacha thing? Okay. So 7:45 tomorrow morning. 7:45. 7:45 till 8:20. 8:25. I'll put it in the WhatsApp chat also so people will know.